Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida's Panhandle is named for a Treasure Coast native who became a hero of World War I. Frank Tyndall was born in 1894 in Jensen, where his father ran a grocery store. Writer and historian Alice Luckhart has done research about Tyndall and his family, which included two brothers.
All the boys love the wilderness area at this time. They love the fishing and the hunting. At the same time, you had Captain Hugh Willoughby, well-known aviator, a pioneer along with the Wright brothers in aviation. He had a home in Sewell's Point, and he had also facilities that he would build planes and aircraft. So the boys were exposed right in their own backyard to not only a great aviator, a pioneer in the field, but also a man who was building planes.
Including a seaplane, you were telling me.
He made one of the first seaplanes and tested it right in the St. Lucie River.
Did Frank Tyndall ever fly one of Hugh Willoughby's planes?
No, I think it was all military planes that he flew.
When the U.S. entered World War I, Tyndall joined the Army Air Corps and became a pilot. He shot down several German warplanes and was decorated for heroism.
And he so loved the military and so loved flying that even after the war, he doesn't come back home like his brother who was in the service did. Instead, he continues in the Army Air Corps and becomes a test pilot.
Does history record any kind of celebration in Stuart in his honor after the war?
I never found anything. I'm sure there was, because they did recognize all the soldiers that went from this area into World War I and came back.
Tyndall's career as a test pilot ended tragically one summer night in 1930.
He was to fly from Virginia to Texas, and he flew out by himself and apparently came across a great deal of fog, got disoriented. He keeps circling, hoping to find a clear spot that he can land. He never does. The witnesses on the ground at that time say that it sounded like he ran out of fuel and just came straight down.
Did the people of Stuart honor him at that time after his death?
I do have records that he was fully honored. He was buried at Arlington National Cemetery, and not only in Jensen but in Stuart, they had special memorials and they had all the flags at half staff.
And there's a permanent memorial to him in Florida's Panhandle, Tyndall Air Force Base. How'd that come about?
Well, it would be 10 years later, even though we weren't in the Second World War then. We were getting ready by building additional training facilities.
The War Department decided to build a training facility near Panama City, Florida, for airplane gunners.
They said, let's get this built right away because we have this feeling. So this is 1940. They get everything started by early 1941, and they're just moving quickly through it. It turns out that a lot of supporters, including our own United States congressman, decide that, you know, we need to honor one of our own boys, a native boy. Because he'd been a hero in World War I and had died so tragically 10 years earlier, it's suggested that this new gunner training field for the United States be named Tyndall Airfield. And they did the construction very quickly. It was ready by December 1941.
The dedication was held December 7th, 1941, just hours before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
They find out later in the day what happens, that they were going to be at war, and everybody is, in a sense, happy that this got done.
How do you think Frank Tyndall would have felt about that honor?
I think he might have been a little embarrassed by having such a big facility, especially it would turn into, with his name on it. But then again, he was proud of the Air Force that would eventually become Tyndall Air Force Base.
And it all started with his boyhood in Martin County, before the turn of the 20th century. This coming December 7th will mark the 70th anniversary of Pearl Harbor and the dedication of Tyndall Air Force Base. It's named for Frank Tyndall, a native son of our area. Alice Luckhart has written an article about him for Florida Monthly Magazine. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.